desire your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of the Lord. Variables and constants. Recently, Renee and I had opportunity to be back in Shawnee, and we had pastored there for a few years, and we had a lot of memories there. And we went back and we had opportunity to go and visit with some of the different ones that had been a very big part of our life while we lived there. We went to the nursing home, to the Golden Rule home, and that's where I was there about almost every day when we lived there. And in the facility there, we went by the chapel. We went by the parsonage where we lived, and we just had we were flooded with good memories. We had positive experiences there, and it did something to us. It drew us back to something that we remembered with fondness. And then the last few weeks, Renee and Zachary have been working with old pictures. They've been going through and digitizing some of the snapshots they've taken through the years. Every once in a while, I'd walk by and I'd pick up a picture and look at it and bring back a lot of memories. The way things used to be, the places that we had gone, the things that we had done as a family and people that we had done them with. And while there has been a lot of good memories, a lot of wonderful things to look back on, there have been a lot of times where we have experienced some heartache. And with all the good memories, and that's what the good memories did. I was thinking we were in a place where we had a lot of good memories, and it just got my mind to going, started thinking about the past and things we'd been through, and it brought back some of the difficult times, some of the hardships, the physical difficulties, financial difficulties, the problems that we've experienced and been through. And when I look at the past and I look to where I am today, I've changed. I'm a different person because the things that we face in life have a way of affecting us. The things of life have a way of changing our perspectives and changing the way that we view the world. They change who we are. There is something about, and this speaks, I'll speak of the ministry. And it's something that I think that as you get older, even in the ministry, you have to start combating some things. When you're young, you're full of zeal and maybe the expectations of life ahead. But as you grow older and you go through more experiences and you face more problems and difficulties, the devil would like to come and just put a cloud or a blanket over that initial enthusiasm and zeal for the things of God, even in the work of God, because disappointments come. But it's not only in the ministry, it's in life. And the enemy would like nothing better this morning than to take some of the hardships and some of the difficulties that you go through and just put a cloud over life today. And yet, I look in the past and I have quite a few, I have less hair than I used to. I look a little different. I look a little bit older. At Guthrie, we walked in. I looked around and thought, wow, people are just getting old. Do you know where y'all are? And we're just all changing this morning. We're in different circumstances. Life brings change. And people around us have changed. Circumstances have changed. I live in a different place. I've lived in Oregon for 18 years and lived in Oklahoma for 18 years maybe, or I don't remember how long, maybe 15 years. And we've been here in Missouri for 5 years. Life brings change, and some of those changes are good and some of them aren't. There are things that life brings in math. Those of you children that are doing math right now, maybe as you get a little older, some of you, but in math there are variables and there are constants. Variables are the things that it depends on what you put in it, and it depends on the answer you get. The variables are things that change, but constants are the things that remain the same. If you have an equation, you have some unknowns or have some variables, but yet you have a +5 on the end, that +5 is a constant. You're always going to have five more than what you would with just the variable. Well, in life, there are a lot of variables, aren't there? If you look at the changes that have taken place in your life, relationships have changed, have not they? In your life, maybe you live in a different house. Maybe you live in a different state. Maybe you have different health. That's another big variable, isn't it? Health changes. And it changes who you are. It changes how you get around. It changes what you do. Those are variables. It changes. And people, relationships, finances. Don't finances change? There's ups and downs with it. Sometimes things are all right, maybe, and other times you just barely scrape them by. That's a variable. It changes. Jobs change. School brings change. Every year you children go through school, it brings a change. Different subjects, different things that you face in life. Devin's getting ready for another big change. He's graduating this year, so he's got a major life change in front of him within just a few months. A lot of variables in life. But as there are variables, I mentioned there are also constants. And I am thankful for the constants. See, because when I look at the variables, I mentioned some of the good memories that we had. Because we just were flooded with good memories when we went to the past. And we had some good ones and we left and I started thinking about everything. And I started thinking about all the years. And there were some things that didn't bring back a lot of fondness. There have been some things that happened that have brought some heartache. There have been those that I one time had friendships and relationships with that I don't have today because of time and distance and spiritual changes and things that have happened. And I grieve over that. And I look in the past, I have some family members that I grieve. They're still alive, but I grieve over them because of what the devil has done in their lives. And I grieve over that. And yet, when I look at the things that have affected my life, the difficult times that I've been through, there is something that has been constant through the good times and the bad times. There has been something that has not changed. The scripture in Malachi 3:6. It says, for I am the Lord. Finish it for me. I change not. I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, now this is to you all. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. There are variables. Your health, your finances, relationships with people, where you live. There are some good memories and some ones you wish you could just delete out of the past. And I got some of those too. But do you know that's what makes us who we are? The variables. But there is something that is unchanging that has brought me personally through the good times and through the rough times. And that has been Jesus Christ. The Lord has not changed this morning. And because He is a constant, He says, you're not consumed. Because I'm still there. Folks, there's a constant in your life this morning, and that is that God loves you. There is a constant this morning, and that is the Lord is not going to forsake you. There are people that have changed their thinking. I don't see it the way I used to see it. Spiritual things. I don't see it that way. They change in their doctrines and the theologies that they stand by. They change in their principles of life. God remains the same. The constant as well is the Word of God this morning. The Word of God has not changed in spite of what the world says. In spite of what the world says, well, you don't have to do that now. God is a constant, and His Word is a constant. Folks, it's something that we can stand on this morning. There is a song that we sing sometimes that says, hold to God's what? Unchanging hand. With the variables of life, through the good times, God was there to encourage me and rejoice with me. But through financial difficulty, through health problems, through facing death, through problems and circumstances of people in church things and spiritual things, the Lord was still there to lift me up and to see me through those rough times. He's been a constant in my life. And the Lord will be a constant in your life And I want to challenge you to hold to God's unchanging hand. When life brings change, it's the variables. Hold to God's unchanging hand. He's going to be faithful to you, and I want to encourage you as well to stand faithfully on the foundation of God's Word. As God has not changed this morning, neither have His expectations from you. Holiness is the only way we're going to get to see God. Purity, honesty, integrity, truthfulness, walking daily with God. It's the only way we're going to make it through, folks. It's the only way. And that gives us security. Do you know that? That brings security to us. God is a constant this morning that will see us through the variables with victory. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that? Through the variables in your life, God is the constant that will see you through to victory. It's worked so far, hasn't it? Again, I don't know what all your memories are, but as your heart is flooded with good memories, then you start thinking about everything and the others come too. God was the constant. And He was faithful to see me through yesterday, and He's going to be just as faithful to see us through the day. So with all of the variables and the changes that you don't know what's going to happen. See, there's variables. And you're going to have some variables tomorrow. I don't know. There is a constant. And it's that constant that's going to get you through. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. Hebrews 13:8. As God was faithful to see us through the variables and battles of yesterday, so shall He be for you today. All of us. I don't know what all your variables are. Don't know everything that, I don't know all your good memories and I don't know all your bad ones. Like I said, the last couple weeks I've been flooded with them. But there's been a constant. And that's been Jesus Christ. He's been faithful to me. Like us to turn over now to the fourth chapter of James. In James, in the fourth chapter, we receive some instruction about the variables and the constants. James chapter 4, we'll begin reading with verse 13. He said, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." To those of you that say, today or tomorrow, we're going to go into such a city and get gain. Do you recognize we're going to buy and sell? We're there to get gain. You recognize He's talking about the variables. He's talking about plans of life. These are my plans for what I'm going to do today and tomorrow. This is what I plan to do. I'm going to go to the city. See, I'm going to make a move. And I'm going to work. Or I'm going to sell some things. And I'm going to make money. Make gain. You know there's nothing wrong with plans this morning. Jesus nor James here, they weren't teaching us not to have plans and expectations. But He was saying, your plans are uncertain. You see, you're talking about variables now. And I find that people that do not have any plans of the future are usually lazy people. They're indolent. They have nothing, they're not working for anything. The Lord wants us to have a plan. He wants us to have a financial plan. Do you have a financial plan? If you don't, you need to get up and get one. You really do. And if you don't know how, get some counseling. See? Do you have a spiritual plan for your life? Do you have some things, some victories that you're working towards that you want to gain? Do you have some spiritual things, the Lord, some land you're needing to conquer and gain? If you don't have a plan, you're not going to gain it, are you? You need to have a spiritual plan. You need to have a plan for your relationships. But do you know with all of the plans, finances, what He's talking about here to bring out a point. He's saying here, your plan can be in place. Have you ever had a plan and you just had all your ducks in a row? Okay, I'm going to do this and then that, and I'm going to get this, and then I will be able to do that, and then this will work out, and then I'm going to... But you know, it seems like sometimes right in the middle or before you hardly get started, something changes. It's the variables of life, folks. Have your plans in place, but know this. What is life? It varies. And so he said, you ought to say, if the Lord. Because my plans are not always God's plans. And God's plan for my tomorrow is something that really we don't know what tomorrow holds, folks. But there's a constant. And what is that constant? God is going to be in your tomorrow. God will be in your tomorrow. I don't know what your future. I don't know what your health, do you know how quickly your health can change? I've been there. It can change quickly. It's a variable. Your finances, they can change. Your relationships with people, they can change. But there is someone that will not change, and that is Jesus Christ. And he is going to be faithful to see you through the variables of life. When you have the best laid plans, share something. In 1785, 1786, there was a man by the name of Robert Burns. Any of you scholars here know him, or who he was, rather? He was out plowing a field, and as he plowed a field, he upturned the nest of a mouse, or some mice. And as he upturned that nest, he saw the mice just scurry away. Got him to thinking about that he had just taken their winter refuge. They had made some plans. These mice had built maybe the plowing, and I don't know when they built their nest, so excuse my ignorance. But he knew that this was a place the mice were thinking of the future, and they had built their nest. Place of security. Place that they had expectations that tomorrow our nest is going to be there and we can bring the food in. We'll have something to eat. Well, and then he just plowed right over. Their nest was gone. And he wrote a poem. And I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but there's a stanza in there that's very familiar. You probably heard it, but I'm just going to read one stanza. He wrote a poem in an apology to the mouse. And in the poem he said, but mouse, and this is kind of the English version, the modern English version rather. He said, but mouse, you are not alone. Improving foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes of mice and men go often awry and leaves us nothing but grief and pain for promised joy. In other words, what he was saying was, mouse, I just run over your best laid plans. You provided, you have a refuge, you have your shelter from the cold winter. And you have foresight. But improving foresight, it might be bad. In other words, they never planned on the plow. And they had a plan, it was good. Folks, have a plan this morning for your life. But your foresight may prove to be in vain. Know that because it's a variable. Best laid plans, he said, the best laid schemes or the best laid plans of mice. Yeah. But also of men. Our best laid plans, our best laid schemes, he said, go often awry or askew. They don't turn out like we want. And it leaves us nothing but grief and joy and pain. For promised joy. In other words, we had a plan, and I wanted to see the result this, but it's variable. That's what James was saying as well. Have a plan, and it's all right to go to the city with expectation, but remember this, it's variable. But folks, we are not just left with variables in our lives. There are some constants. God's love, what shall separate us? Sister Pam, you share that the other last week or a couple weeks ago. What shall separate us from the love? Nothing. The famines may come, peril may come. Our health may be broken. Relationships may change. We may have to move. Those are variables of life, but there's a constant. And the constant is God's love. The constant is that God's grace is still going to be sufficient to see us through the trials of today. That's what's brought us where we are. It's brought us safe thus far, is it not? In God's grace, will take us safely home. That's a constant this morning. It's sufficient with all the variables in life. And again, some of them bring comfort to us. And I tend to be a little sentimental in some ways, sometimes too much for my own good. But sometimes see those variables, that changes. But do you know that the constant is it was the Lord? It's God that will see us through today. And I have that same expectation that it's going to be God that will see us through tomorrow. Best laid schemes of mice and men. That's the well-known part. You didn't know that, you do now. The best laid schemes of mice and men go often awry. People don't know what the background of that. You know it. But well before Robert Burns wrote that poem, it's here. What is life? It's vanity. It's vexation. It's trouble many times. But there's a constant. It's God's love. It's the hope of eternal life. That's unchanging this morning. That's a constant through the tears of life, is that I'm looking forward to the day that we can go be with the Savior. Reality is this morning that we can take precautions, we can make plans, and something can come along and overturn or ruin what we thought we had worked for so long. I look in the past, and you look in your past, but I look in the past this morning, and in a human sense, if I would have known the results of even some of the honorable decisions that I had made in the Lord, in my human sense, I'd be wanting to go back and redo. Have you been there? I think probably all of you have. If I would have known. But see, we don't know the variables, folks. We don't know the result of them. And there have been things, again, I'll just personalize it. In my own life, I look back, and even in being led by the Lord, there are things that didn't turn out like I thought they should have. And it's, Lord, I did this because you told me to. And look at the results. And it's still today, in the human sense, I'm thinking, if I could just undo that, or if I could just go back and not do that, then would have spared myself a whole lot of grief. But do you know the Lord, there are variables in life, and God knows it. And so all we can do this morning is do the best we can today and be led by the Holy Spirit. But what I can know is that God is still going to be with me if I will keep my heart constant for Him. If I will keep my love and devotion constant for God. But folks, we can't undo the past. That's reality. We can't. Would there be things in your life you'd like to undo? There'd be things like you'd go back and do differently, different decisions. And you know what's ironic about that is that when God leads us, He doesn't show us the outcomes. Do you know why? Because there are going to be some outcomes, even when we are in the will of God, that is contrary to what we would have liked to see. And so in the flesh, if the Lord say, Michael, I want you to do this. And I say, oh, yes, Lord. And then He says, oh, and by the way, Michael, when you do that, you're going to suffer, and you're going to have trouble, and you're going to have problems, and this is what's going to happen financially and with people. Oh, Lord, I'm not doing that. Oh, Lord, what else do you want me to do? And then I never knew what God's will was. Isn't that reality in life? So just because the variables of life brings heartache, that in and of itself does not mean that you are outside of the will of God. Because life is variable. But the thing is to be led by the Spirit. And where He leads, then we have to learn to commit the variables into God's hands. Because folks, we cannot live in the past this morning. If we try to live in the past thinking, I wish I would have done that differently. And who of us here doesn't wish we could undo some things? But I'll tell you where some conflict in my mind comes from? is when I look at some of the variables and how the mouse nest was plowed right on through. And I'm thinking, Lord, maybe you wanted to build my nest somewhere else. Because if you would have said the plow was going to go through, no, best laid plans. So did the mice do wrong in building their nest and not build? No. It was one of the variables of life. So if things don't work out in your life like maybe you always wish they would, that in and of itself does not mean that you're living outside of God. You be sure you're led by the Spirit. But remember, just as God knows, there are variables. And there's a lot of things that can change and will change. That's part of life, though. And sometimes it's hard work. But there is a constant. And again, that is God. Put your trust today in that constant. We won't take the time. I do want to share a verse with you. It's in 1 Timothy 6:17. Paul was giving Timothy some instruction. And he told him, he said, charge them that are rich in the world. Now, if you have riches, you've heard the statement, if you buy it and you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it. And people say, how much is it? And I say, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Those that truly have riches, they don't have to think about every little thing they buy. You just pull out the old debit card. Don't worry about it. You don't even have to balance your checkbook because you got so much in there. If you don't have to balance your checkbook, maybe you're rich. I don't know. But, or you're going to get in trouble, one of the two. But he said, charge them that are rich in the world. He said, give them a charge that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. In other words, those that have riches, and again, that's just on finances, but this applies to every area of our life. He said, tell them, warn them, and there's a little warning here as well as encouragement this morning. Warn them, don't put your trust in the variables. Do you get it? Don't put your trust in the variables this morning. Put your trust in the living God. Riches come and go. Relationships, unfortunately, come and go. Where you live comes and goes. Health comes and goes. Life, it comes and it goes. But what stays the same? God. His love, His grace, His strength, His help, hope of eternity. Don't put your trust in me. Don't put your trust in what you can do yourself. Don't put your trust in your best laid plans, because it may come to naught. But put your trust, he said here, put your trust in the living God. I want to challenge and encourage us to put your trust in the living God. He went on over in Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That was the constant, see? The variable is that there's a lot of things changing all around me, and I want to make a plan, and I want to do the best I can with the variables in my life. But at the same time, he said, I will not leave nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, what? The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Same thing with the riches. What he's teaching is this. Don't put your trust in the variables. Put your trust in God. I would like to close with a reading of a passage in the 6th chapter of Matthew. Variables and constants. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for what your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? He's not teaching us against having plans. He's not teaching us to ignore the variables, but he's teaching us a concept of the constant. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things to the Gentiles seek, you see, they're seeking the variance. That's what he's talking about. That's where their trust is. That's where their time and energy is. It's focused on the variance. But he said, your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of things. The Lord knows how the variables touch your life. Don't think that you're by yourself. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek the constant. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know what he's saying? He's saying we've got enough problems today with the variables in our life that we need not spend so much time worrying about tomorrow. He's saying there's enough problems today with the variables, but I want you to seek me first. With whatever the variables in your life, whether they're the good things or things that are difficult, he's saying, seek me first. Put God first in your life and don't allow your disappointments in the variable to cause you to deviate from the constant. This morning, if you will, let your love be constant. Let your love for God be a constant. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be tried. You're going to go through the fire. But if you will let your love be constant for God, God has given us a promise. And it's also been spoken here, I believe, in the last couple of weeks, that all variables, that's a big word, isn't it? All variables work together for good. To who? To them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. Let your purposes not be so centered around the day. And let your purpose this morning be focused on the constant of God and of his will, knowing that when you follow his will, there are still some variables in life. But know this, that God will cause all things to work together for good. It's you sisters, if you made a batch of cookies and your husband walked by and dumped a couple extra tablespoons of salt in it, it would kind of seem like your recipe would come to naught, wouldn't it? You know, that's what life seems like sometimes. You know, you work and you prepare and it's just about things are going real good. And it seems like the plow goes through the nest or the salt gets thrown in the batch of cookies. Think it's ruined. But you know, this is where God, and I don't know how he does it, but he can come in and make something good out of those salty cookie dough. He can turn around some of the ugliest variables in our life. And he can make something good. He promised to do that for us if we were called according to him. So folks, let's let our purpose be constant for God. And know this, God will be a constant in your life. And if you will put God first in your life, Christ will be in your tomorrow.